city prosecutors offered Policarpio Espinosa and Aiden Canella a plea deal. Suspend all jail time but 40 years in prison with the possibility of parole. With the help of interpreters, defense attorneys explained the offer. Both defendants said, no deal. Their first trial ended in a hung jury. They were found guilty in the second. Each got consecutive life sentences without parole for first-degree murder. They received additional jail time for second-degree murder and conspiracy. The defense appealed the conviction. In a 4-3 decision, the Court of Appeals ruled that the trial judge had failed to disclose to the attorneys the contents of 5 notes the jury sent. The defense argued, had they known what the notes had said, they may have altered their strategy. The defendants were convicted of slashing the throats of 3 young relatives back in May 2004. The victims' ages were 8, 9, and 10. Their third trial is scheduled for March 11th. The case could be difficult to prosecute. Most of the witnesses have either been deported or left the country voluntarily. One of the key witnesses, Victor Espinosa, was killed in a murder-for-hire scheme orchestrated by his wife, Guadalupe Hernandez, who is also a potential witness and now being held in a Mexican jail.
The two men are still in custody, correct?
Correct. The state has the option of holding the defendants in jail until a decision is made for a third trial. If it does go to trial, which is as likely to do March 11th, in the meantime, the feds are keeping an eye on this case as well because the defendants are illegal immigrants from Mexico. If they are convicted a third time, they will do their time in the U.S. and then be deported.